Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Victor, the breakdowns for you guys tonight. What areas do you need to improve on defensively?
No, just don't give up those 10 bellers. We had a good start, and then we started giving up chances, and yeah, snowball effect. And, you know, second period was an even period, and then we gave up two in less than a minute. So, you know, just breakdowns. It wasn't like we were dominated. I think it was an even match. We just gave away too much.
It seemed like coverage away from the puck was an issue. What goes into that? How do you fix it?
No, just... You know, I think a lot starts with our puck play and, you know, turning pucks over and giving up, you know, all our rushes. I don't think coverage is a big issue. You know, obviously their third one maybe, but at the end of the day, it's just puck play and, you know, all our rushes against and, yes, giving up way too much.
Victor, you mentioned kind of the snowballing, you know, with those back-to-back. You know, how do you kind of prevent that, especially when you do have a good start and, you know, you're only down one goal, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you just got to dig in. That's the bottom line. And we talked about it a lot, is how you respond. But, yeah, today wasn't good enough. But, you know, you can see it wears on guys, too. You know, three tough games in a row. It's, you know, this is where it takes, you know, really test your mental strength. And, you know, we haven't gone through this a lot in our lately, and some guys probably hasn't gone through it, so it's just how you respond to this, and you know, we just got to make sure that, you know, the guys that have been here a long time lead the way.
How do you do that? Is it talk? Is it?
You know, yeah, it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I think it starts tomorrow in practice. You know, just focusing in on those things that we need to improve on, but I think it's, you know, it would have been tougher if we outplayed and outshot, you know, 50-20, it was 5-0, but, you know, it's a close game, not too many penalties, just was breakdown. So I think, you know, if we clean that up, we're going to have a good chance. And, you know, being shut out two games in a row, that's not going to continue the rest of the season. We got the skill to score goals, but it's what we give up that we got to prevent.
You guys are obviously a team that hates losing. I know you're a team that hates losing, but how frustrating is this kind of stretch for you guys? Because like you said, you guys haven't had... You know, stretches
like this, you know. Yeah, it is frustrating, but at the same time, you got to embrace these challenges too. Like, they come in different ways, losses, injuries. You know, you just got to embrace it and be, you know, grateful that you have an opportunity to turn it around. And, you know, we play in the best league in the world, and you play against really good players and good teams. So, you know, bottom line is that we know that we have a target on our back every single game we play. You know, guys want to play good against us, and right now it's tough for us, but you know, one thing I know is that we can bounce back, and you know, never in my mind do I have any doubt on that. So, you know, we just got to continue to work on this, and you know, 16 games in, still in the mix, so we just got to keep working.
Thanks, Victor.
See, what was the greater concern tonight for you and your teammates? Your inability to score or those breakdowns defensively?
I think it's more kind of the breakdowns. Obviously, you need to score goals to win the game, but I think the big thing for us right now is keeping pucks out of the net. So, obviously, a couple breakdowns there. You know, we'll go over practice, watch some video, and try and get better.
And this game kind of tilted pretty quickly there with the back-to-back goals. You know, what was the mood on the bench after that? Because obviously it's frustrating not being able to score, but when you guys allow those kind of goals, you know, how frustrating?
Yeah, I mean, obviously really frustrating. You know, up until that point, I thought we were, you know, obviously give a little bit, but I thought we were kind of trending in the right direction. We had a good start there. But that's when one thing for us is, you know, they do get those two goals, but we just got to kind of, you know, be better in those next coming shifts and have good shifts and ozone shifts and kind of have a short memory. Obviously, when it's not going right, you got to kind of have those short memories and, you know, kind of just take it TV timeout to TV timeout and just keep on building through shifts.
You guys obviously haven't been through, you know, phases like this recently. You know, what what's going to be the test here? You know, trying to kind of get out of this rut, you know, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think it's just going out there and just focus on the things that we talk about daily in video meetings, on the ice, in practice. Just in the end, I think we know what we need to do, and we just, like I said, we just got to go out there and do it. At this point, everyone's got to kind of step up, each and every guy, and just go out there and do it. We've been told, so obviously very, very frustrating, but, you know, a little adversity, you just kind of got to build through it and keep, you know, kind of looking at the positives and working on that.
Thanks, Steve.